Here's Chick on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast is sunny day today, high 40 to 45, partly cloudy, low in the mid-20s tonight, sun and clouds again tomorrow, mid-40s once again. On Thursday, partly sunny, windy, the mid-30s, and Friday, cloudy, possibly some snow showers, high 35 to 40. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Sharon Hospital's issues update for this week. The president urges vaccination and cites the need to recruit doctors. Dr. Mark Herko, president of the Sharon Hospital, again, his latest community update talking about the current state of COVID-19, urging people to get vaccinated. He said new Vance is in the forefront when it comes to COVID-19 recovery programs, which help people with symptoms pass COVID-19 cases, describing some of the lasting effects that individuals who've had COVID-19 to deal with, including muscle weakness, brain fog, aches, and joint pain, balance problems, numbness in extremities, and headaches. Treatment can be done telemedically, according to him. He took the opportunity also to talk about the flu, which he said people have developed a resistance to over the past 2 years, so they are more susceptible. New York State will provide $65 million for state inspections for counties struggling to enforce the mask mandate. The governor on Monday announced state support for localities implementing the statewide mask mandate, saying she'll provide $65 million in financial support and state inspectors to provide spot checks at businesses and other spaces. The mask mandate took effect a week ago amid rising COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations across the state, with the state requiring masking at all indoor spaces that aren't private residences and don't already require a proof of vaccination for entry. Local health departments are on the hook for enforcing the measure. In Sandusfield, Massachusetts, at least one person was dead following a two-car crash along Route 8, a highway, a major north-south thoroughfare heading into Connecticut from Massachusetts Turnpike, remained closed on Monday night. Investigators gathered evidence to determine what led to that crash. Multiple ambulance police and firefighters were dispatched at 3 p.m., according to Massachusetts State Police spokespeople. A pickup truck and a minivan were said to be involved. One person is confirmed to have passed at the scene. A life flight helicopter was requested to transport the second seriously injured person to the Albany Medical Center. The Housatonic Valley Association has gotten a state grant for ecological restoration in Hoosac, Housatonic, and Farmington River watersheds. That new state program in Massachusetts providing funds to restore rivers and wetlands. The Housatonic Valley Association receiving that grant to restore aquatic ecosystems and boost climate change resiliency in those watersheds. The funds come through a new program under the Department of Fish and Game's Division of Ecological Restoration that aims to expand local and regional planning capacities, according to their news release. Region 1 has sent a COVID letter home from Region 1 for families on the holiday break. Quoting here, "It's hard to believe that this winter break is nearly here. This week, our schools will be full of excitement. Everybody anticipates a nice long time away from our daily routines after a challenging first half of the school year." Lisa Carter wrote that before they leave school to communicate COVID-19 reporting expectations during the break and remind everybody about travel guidelines, review their information that they send out, and call them if they have any question. After December 22nd, students and staff will not be together until January 4th. Thus, there's no need to report positive COVID-19 cases during the break unless a positive case or exposure to COVID-19 impacts the ability of a student to return to school on or during the week of January 4th. Please use the 2021-22 COVID-19 safety guidelines for reference for reporting illness and or for quarantine guidelines and communicate with your school nurse according to the protocol. For those who are traveling or attending large gatherings, they are sending the Region 1 Travel Advisory and Holiday Activities Frequently Asked Questions homes. They appreciate your efforts in following protocols, including the document, to keep you safe during and after the holiday. Given the persistent nature of the Delta variant and the emergence of the new variant, it's especially important, Carter, to follow the mitigation practices described in that document. Out of Ankrum, New York, the Ankrum Opera House Theater Project, Ankrum Opera House Theater, will renovate a vacant building and mixed-use artist housing and office space for the theater in the town of Ankrum's downtown. Two Bard College students have won prestigious Gilman International Scholarships to study abroad in 2022. The two Bard College students have been awarded the highly competitive international scholarship by the U.S. Department of State. Art History and Italian Studies major Francesco Horan, class of 23, was awarded $5,000, and biology major and pre-med student Emma Tilley, the class of 23, has been awarded $4,500. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett secured a historic $1 million assembly funding for Olana. She announced that last week with the Commissioner of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. That secured $1 million will support capital development plans for the Olana State Historic Site. It's the largest single grant from the Assembly to a New York State Historic Site. The funds will be allocated towards the construction of the Frederick Church Center, a new visitor entry and orientation facility that will transform the visitor experience. And from the Republican American from the other day, a group seeks donations for repairs to Cornwall's epicenter. The village meeting house stands in the Bolton Hill Road in the center of Cornwall. The design, featuring a set of columns, calls attention to the imposing structure that has stood at that spot since 1842. But it's in poor condition. A group of citizens has come together to raise funds for its restoration. And while they're close to their goal, they still need some additional money to put them over the finish line at $275,000. Since May, the six, including Rebecca Hurlby, Stephen Bottom, Kevin Doblin, Marjorie Hewitt, Jeff Jacobson, and Kirk Van Tassel, have been conducting tours, 20 to date, engaging contractors, securing the needed information, and soliciting the money to make the project a reality. Drive-through rapid testing is planned for Lee Sheffield ahead of the holidays. Berkshire County residents who want to test just ahead of the holiday gatherings can take advantage of pop-up drive-through clinics in South County, Massachusetts. The Southern Berkshire Public Health Collaborative will offer free rapid tests for asymptomatic and symptomatic adults and children just ahead of Christmas and New Year's Eve. These are the dates and times in Lee at the Araldo Building, 45 Rail Street, 4 to 6 p.m. on December 22nd and December 29th and 30th. In Sheffield at the Bushnell Sage Library, 48 Main Street, from 8 to 10 a.m. December 23rd and December 30th. Advanced registration is required with signups at tinyurl.com/msbab3at. Berkshire Health Systems will continue to offer PCR testing through the holidays. You can call 855-262-5465 to schedule that test. So meetings coming up in our area this week. Today in Salisbury at 11 o'clock, the Pope Land Design Committee. At 5:30, Planning and Zoning Commission. In Cornwall today, the Affordable Housing Steering Committee has a Zoom meeting. That is set for 4 p.m. In Sharon, the Sharon Board of Education will meet at 5 p.m. and the American Rescue Plan Act at the Town Hall at 6:30. Region 1 School District and the ABC Committee have a joint special meeting. That is happening tonight at 6:30. Discussed under the Search Committee for Assistant Superintendent. Action is anticipated. In Kent tonight at 7 o'clock, they have a regular meeting of the Inland Wetlands Commission. The next Board of Education meeting for the Weebatuck School District is tonight at 7 o'clock via Zoom. In Sheffield, the select board meeting is at the second floor. That is set for tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in Sharon, the Sharon Housing Authority has their meeting at 5 p.m. In Salisbury at 7 p.m., the WPCA will meet. In Cornwall, the Economic Development Commission has a special meeting. That is set for 7:30 on the 21st. Some announcements for later on in the week in Salisbury. The town hall will be closing at 12:30 on December 23rd. Town hall offices will be closed on the 24th. The Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station is closing at noontime on the 24th. Saturday, the 25th, the transfer station and town hall close. In Sharon, on December 23rd, the town hall will be closed all day through December 24th all day. But there is a meeting of the Energy Environment Commission on the 23rd. In Sheffield, on Friday the 24th, the town hall will be closed. In North Canaan, on the 24th, the transfer station hours are listed as 8 until noon. They're closed December 25th and December 26th. Regular hours, December 31st from 8 to 4. And once again, a reminder, they'll be closed January 1st and January 2nd. They will resume regular hours. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a tapas menu. And you can find them on Facebook, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today. It was down 433 points yesterday, 34,932.16. The NASDAQ starts off today at 14,980.94. And the S&P 500 at 4568.02. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.